Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody there in the Theme Park Review chat room. We are live on the air for the first time ever doing a Theme Park Review trip chat. Yay, lots of excitement. I of course, am Rob Alvey. You guys all know me. Alyssa is also on the line. Say hello, Alyssa.
Hello, Alyssa.
All right, so first thing we want to go over before we start taking calls, and by the way, you should be able to call in. Hopefully our mods in the chat room are responsible enough and they keep posting the number and all that good stuff. If not, I will actually go ahead and post it right now. So first of all, I do want to go over what trips that we are doing for 2010. First one will be the UK trip, and that will be from June 18th until June 28th, 2010. We're going to visit parks like Alton Towers, Blackpool, Thorpe Park, Oakwood, Chessington, Lightwater Valley, Camelot, Drayton Manor, Flamingoland, Skegness, and lots of other stuff. There'll be awesome, amazing coasters, all the stuff at Blackpool, Nemesis, Saw, et cetera, et cetera. The next trip we're going to do will be the Europe trip, and that will be from June 28th through July 5th, 2010. Once again, the Europe trip is June 28th through July 5th. People in the chat excited? I think so. Excellent. All right, so that will be mainland Europe, and we'll be visiting a lot of the Italian parks for the first time ever on a TPR official trip. Parks like Gardaland, Mirabilandia, which just installed brand new Intamin Ice Speed, Movie Studios Park, Aqualandia, Europa Park with Blue Fire, Nuremberg Ring if the SNS thing actually opens, Holiday Park for one of the best roller coasters in the world, Exhibition G-Force, Efteling, and lots, lots more. So that is the UK trip from June 18th through June 28th, 2010, and the Europe trip from June 28th through July 5th, 2010. Then let's head over to America. We will be doing the Middle America trip, which is August 5th through August 16th through 2010, and then the Intimidator from August 16th through August 23rd. So once again, Middle America is August 5th through the 16th, and that's going to include parks like Six Flags Great America, Holiday World, Valley Fair, Worlds of Fun, Silver Dollar City, Six Flags St. Louis, Indiana Beach, Nick Universe, Adventureland, and lots, lots more. The Intimidator, we will be visiting, obviously, the two Intimidators next year, King's Dominion and Carowinds, along with Dollywood, Hard Rock Freestyle Music, Cafe Park, Family Kingdom, Busch Gardens, and a little bit more. So once again, that's Middle America trip from August 5th to August 16th, and then the Intimidator from August 16th through August 23rd. I'm hoping everybody in the chat room actually hears what's going on. And we'll say, guys, let's keep the pointless chat to a minimum so people can actually post their questions. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is that are the tours. If you have questions, you can start to call in now. I do have a couple of questions. Let's see who we have on the line. All right, we have caller number one. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Eric Johnson. And
Johnson, what a surprise.
My question is actually about the mainland Europe trip, about the airports. Since I'm not probably going to do the UK trip, I was wondering what airport I needed to fly in and out of for the trip.
What a great question, Eric Johnson. That wasn't planned ahead or anything. I will let Alyssa answer that because she is our TPR trip airport guru.
That is a really good question, Eric, and I know a lot of people are always concerned with flights and flying by themselves, and especially on a trip like Europe, where we will be flying into and out of two different airports. For those of you not doing the UK trip but are interested in Europe, it's not a problem at all. We're going to be flying into Milan does have a few routes. We're still settling on which one will be the best for the group coming from the UK and, of course, the group coming from overseas. We're trying to look for the best airport for us all to basically meet up at. And then we'll actually be flying out of Amsterdam Airport, and that'll be all together. And again, that's just a super easy, that's a really good airport for international and domestic European flights. A lot of the stuff we're buying, once you're actually signed up for the trip, we open up the private trip boards, we immediately start threads about flights, about airfare, about who's flying what days. Really, you never have to fly alone if you're worried about that, or you can purposely avoid if you're worried about that. And we really make sure everybody understands exactly where they need to be, how they need to get there. You know, if we have a meeting spot in an airport, I'll post pictures exactly where it is, a map of where it is. It's really a lot of, it's definitely something people are always nervous about, but something that always goes smoothly, so don't worry about it at all. Does that answer your question, Eric?
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Eric. We will take our next caller. Alrighty, caller, go ahead.
Hi, guys. This is Tyler Hedrick, CCU agent on the forums. I have
a question. Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Not much. I have a question for Alyssa. I would like to know what the hotels are going to be like on these trips. I'm thinking about going on the Middle America trip, but I don't like staying in sketchy hotels. And I was just kind of wondering, are they sketchy? Not funny.
Well, those of you who know Alyssa, myself, I do have a certain level of sketchiness or scary or dilemma, and I would never, ever have a TPR trip stay in one of those hotels. Keep in mind, I'm staying in these hotels with you, so there's a really good chance I'm not going to put us in some scary, like, Motel 5.5 somewhere. The trips, though, based on which trip you're talking about, the hotels can vary quite a bit. For instance, will be a lot of Holiday Inn Expresses, you know, possibly like a Comfort Suites, hotels kind of like that. Interior corridors, you know, with a nice breakfast and internet, but not too much else, not like a big bar or a restaurant or a resort type place. Whereas the UK trip in Europe, a little bit different. Some of those hotels will be staying at like the on-property resorts at Alton Towers, you know, Splash Landings. At Blackpool, we'll stay on property at Big Blue. Over on the Europe trip, we'll stay on property at Europa Park and at Gardaland. The reason for that, it just kind of works out better a lot of times to stay at the individual resorts, so then walk to the park, or sometimes we get perks associated with that. And unfortunately, in America, a lot of the parks don't have on-site resorts. But I can tell you, you know, we are looking into right now staying at the Santa Claus Inn right at Holiday World and other stuff like that.
All righty. Did that answer your question, Mr. Hedrick?
More or less. Perfect.
Okay. All righty. Good. It's time to get rid of you now. Bye-bye, Tyler. Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's go over to the chat room. Do we have any... Do we have any questions coming in on the chat room? CoasterKing908 asks, are you able to go on trips if your account has been suspended? What do you think? Do we want banned people from TPR on trips? I don't think so. So the answer would be, sorry, dude, no, you would not be allowed to go on the trip if your account is suspended. Okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. Here we go. Let's hope this is a good one. Ready, caller, go ahead. How's it going? Hello, person from the 240 area code. What's going on?
Person from the 240 area code is just listening because my computer isn't getting the buffering signal.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Well, if you want to answer a question about shark movies or anything, feel free.
Okay. All right, let's hopefully we have now a serious call coming in. All right, caller from the 954 area code, please go ahead.
Hey, Robin Scott, how are you?
Good, who is this? Is
Scott.
It Scott?
Hodges.
Hey, what's
yeah,
up, dude?
Not much. Hey, question for you. If we're doing the two trips, Mid-America plus Intimidator Tour, is there going to be a discount for combining both of those trips?
Oh, it would figure that you would want money off of your trip, wouldn't it, Scott?
All right. Pretty much, yeah.
Can I send you some cash for gold?
God, please don't bring up my job here. you probably won't get paid very much.
All right. Alyssa, do you want to take this one?
Yes. Did you bring me back in?
Yes, I did.
Yay. Okay, Scott, yes, there actually is a small discount if you're combining either of the trips this year, since both of them are going to be back-to-back. So the UK and Europe, we're looking at right around about a $50 discount if you're doing both. And Middle America Intimidate Tour trip, we're looking at about a $40 discount if you're going to do them both.
Awesome.
All righty. Did that answer your question, Scott?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, man. We will see you very soon, won't we?
Yeah, I'll see you guys soon. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. We have another caller from the 240 area code. All right, caller, go ahead. Is that going to be Dave? Damn
it. Yeah, it is.
Dave, stop calling in because you come in on the queue thinking that you're a caller asking questions.
Yeah, but this
He's
is the only way.
He's very interested in shark movies.
No, this is the only way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hang up on Dave one more time. Okay. All right, let's go to the chat room, guys. In the chat room, if you have questions, you can call in and ask. And all right, let's see. Let's see what we have. Thank you, everybody, for writing in blue. It makes it a lot easier on the rest of us. Okay. Death by Din asks, can you still go if your account has gotten a 24-hour ban? If you have a current active account with Theme Park Review, yes, you may go on a trip. If you do not have a current active account, you may not participate in a Theme Park Review trip. I hope that is pretty clear. Okay. Swimmin' Six says, Rob, it's not actually a question. Thank you for typing your non-questions in blue. All right. Pufferfish says, where will the Intimidate Tour start and end? Alyssa, do you want to take on that one?
Yeah, no problem. The Intimidate Tour trip is going to start and end in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia will be a really good spot. It's a medium-sized airport. There's plenty of flights there by plenty of different carriers, yet it won't be so insane and terrible and delays as some of the other Northeast airports up there. Plus, it's going to allow us to hit a bunch of parks. So it should be a really good trip. And once again, that's Richmond, Virginia for that trip.
All right. All right, let's see what else. Debrew, TPR Live Chat, or Glee. TPR Live Chat, obviously. Guys, please try to keep it to real trip questions. Let's see. What does that say? Our Glee Sock says, what are the mix of ages on the trips typically, and do they vary by destination? That's actually a very, very good question. They do generally vary by destination. And Alyssa, do you actually have kind of like an average age of people? I mean, obviously, with Jeff Johnson on the trips, it sort of skews a little bit, but if you take him out of the loop, what do you think happens?
Yeah. In statistical terms, Jeff Johnson is by far called an outlier, and that just would not work. But usually, yeah, you know, honestly, whenever you have a more expensive trip or an overseas trip, you know, we are looking at usually like a slightly older average. Now, when I say slightly older, you know, I'm talking like maybe 30. I'm not talking about like, you know, Jeff Johnson age or anything like that. But, you know, and then the domestic, the cheaper, the shorter trips, you will see, you know, much more like 18 to 24-year-olds. I will say, though, on all of our international trips, you know, we have families that bring kids, you know, and we have, you know, older retired individuals as well. I don't think there's ever anyone that's just totally by themselves in an age group and doesn't have any friends or, well, again, maybe Jeff Johnson. But other than that, you know, you will find somebody your age when we do rooming. That's one of the first things we look at, rooming you with somebody of similar age. You know, you don't really have to worry about something like that much.
All right. Hopefully that answered that question. All right. Let's see. Where will we meet for the Intimidate Tour? I'm assuming he means airport-wise or something, or where would we meet? What do you think, woman? What do you think Swimming Six means
question.
By that?
No, that's a good question. I get that a lot. Like, oh, gosh, how do I actually find everybody? Well, first of all, it's usually pretty easy to find, like, you know, 50 random coaster enthusiasts. Just look for, like, the Cedar Point shirt. But it really does vary by each trip. Sometimes you are responsible for getting from the hotel to the first airport, you know, if it's a free shuttle or a train or a subway. Sometimes we pick up directly at the airport. For the Intimidate Tour, it's probably going to be a meeting spot at the Richmond Airport, whereas I can tell you for the UK trip, it'll be at the hotel, at the First Nights Hotel. You'll have to get to it. Again, everything's super easy. Everything's outlined in, both the private trip board. We also, for those of you who have not done a trip with us before, we produce an actual physical booklet we mail out to everybody with color pages and, interesting photos of where we're going and credit lists and information about all of our participants. And that booklet also always has all the meetup information so you understand exactly where to go, when to go, and how to go.
All right. Hopefully that also answered. Okay. CSI Koff asks, on the Intimidate Tour trip, any plans on going to Ghost Town in the Sky? Again, very good question. Yes, we do have plans to go to Ghost Town in the Sky. We tried to hit it this year. Obviously, since the coaster wasn't open, it didn't quite make sense. And next year, I don't know, are we confirmed for that, Alyssa, or are we still kind of on a wait and see on that one?
Yeah, on Intimidator, we have time built into the schedule so that we can hit Ghost Town in the Sky if the coaster is open. It was not listed on the flyer, obviously, because I know the coaster is open now. I do not have the best feeling about it opening in the future again, so we didn't put it on the flyer, but definitely that will be a park on the Intimidate Tour trip if it's open.
All righty. Okay, let's see. Jack Hizzle asks, is Minneapolis confirmed as the airport for Middle America? Woman?
It is confirmed. Minneapolis will be the airport for the Middle America trip. So that's MSP you're looking for if you're searching it in Kayak or whatever search engine you use. Again, a good location to do a big circle. We recently flew in and out of that airport, and it's just a really nice, well-done airport where you can get to every gate in the airport without going back and forth to security, plenty of restaurants, great meeting areas. Oh, and by the way, it's about 5 minutes from Mall of America, which will also help a lot on that trip. So
hooray.
Minneapolis is the confirmed airport for Middle America trip.
Excellent. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? Getting a lot more questions in. Why are people afraid to call in? We're not going to yell at you. Oh, my God, we have a caller. Okay, this is awesome. All right, get ready. We have someone from the 613 area code. Here we go. All right, person from the 613 area code. Caller, go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering why the Northeast trip was canceled and if you had any plans on going there in the future.
Very good question. First of all, who is this?
This is Alex, or Invert Since 93 on the chat.
What's that?
I'm Invert Since 93 on the chat.
How's it going, dude? All right, so the Northeast trip. Actually, I'll let the woman answer this because she has all the information. I just do all the fluffy talking. Go ahead, woman.
Okay, first of all, the trip wasn't canceled, being that it was never announced.
Oh.
We put out the questionnaire out there just because we knew we were not going to do five trips, and we basically just wanted to find out everyone's biggest preference. There was interest in it. Don't think there wasn't. You weren't the only one who wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that one did have the least amount of votes, so it was kind of ixnayed for next year. Now, of course, there's still plans to do it. Will it be 2011? Will it be 2012? I can't tell you for sure. It'll definitely also depend on what the parks get and what other, trips we end up planning for the future. But it is correct, the Northeast Tour will not be going on in 2010, but it will definitely go at some point in the future. Personally, I would have preferred that trip over Intimidator. A lot more credits for me on that trip, but can't always get what we want. So, unfortunately, not 2010, but it will be in the future.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
You are very welcome, and thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Alrighty. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we have another caller. This is all very exciting to me. All right, ready? Here we go. We have a caller from the 954 area code. And come on, caller. Come on, caller. Caller, go
ahead. Hey, Rob, it's Scott again.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Sorry.
And well, not talking to us.
I'm solely not stalking you, but question, I forgot to ask this, but we had discussed maybe an Edmonton add-on between the two trips. Based on the dates, is that kind of out of the question now, or is it going to be pushed on the end of the trip?
What do you think, woman?
Okay, so that was another thing, obviously, we've talked about in the future. The way I see Edmonton working is I will basically again, once people have signed up for the Middle America trip, I'll kind of put the feelers out, see who's interested. And if I did have enough people interested in that, and maybe some people who are not on the trip but are interested in doing a little trip up to Edmonton and to Callaway Park in Calgary, it would be before the Middle America trip. It would be about 3.5 days. And so
perfect.
It's definitely something we're still thinking about, but we didn't want to make it like an official thing or mention it, but it could still become an add-on.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Pre-trip add-on. No problem,
Fever.
Scott.
Bye.
Bye, Scott. We'll talk again in about 5 minutes or so.
Bye.
Okay, so we got a few more questions from the chat room coming in. Coaster King asks again, so if I got banned for 48 hours, can I still go since I have an active account? We have a rule that if you basically ask about the same thing 3 times in a row, you are banned from all trips forever. Just kidding. Yes, if you still have an active account on Theme Park Review, you can go.
I don't know about this, Rob.
Time.
This kid, first of all, didn't spell half the words right. Didn't
that's
capitalize
true.
Stuff. So
yeah, we'll just get one of them on to ban him right now.
Between now and the trip?
That's true. If you don't improve your spelling, then the answer is absolutely no. All right. Super Sean asks, what do you suggest for spending money on a U.S. trip versus a Europe trip? That is a really kick-ass question. I like to tell people that you don't need to spend any money because Theme Park Review basically takes care of everything for you. However, if you do want, you know, drinks in the park or souvenirs, you would take some money that you would obviously need. Alyssa, do you have any ideas for amounts or just kind of give a general idea?
Yeah, you know, again, this is something that's also asked every year, and we kind of figure it out usually a little bit closer to the trip based on how many meals we have, how long we'll be in the parks. You know, again, it also varies so widely between individuals. I have people that want to buy every on-ride photo that they have. I have people that bring their own water bottle and only fill it up with, you know, drinking fountain so they don't spend a dime. I can tell you for the most part, whenever people bring money on the trips, they always bring some money home with them. They don't spend it all. You know, on a European trip, you know, I think like $40 a day is a lot, but it would definitely keep you safe even if you buy souvenirs, you buy one meal, you know, and you're like a drinker. But, you know, if you're not into souvenirs, you don't drink alcohol, you know, I mean, I think we're pretty much talking probably $20 or less a day on a trip like that. On a U.S. trip, again, based on, you know, if we're going to a park like Holiday World with free soft drinks, you probably won't spend too much, but maybe you'll buy a nice shirt to compensate them in some way. Whereas, you know, you go to a Six Flags or Cedar Fair park and you're looking at like a $4.50, you know, medium soda. So it's just a lot of personal preference. I usually try to ask people on a case-by-case basis, what do you spend money on when you go to a park, you know? But, again, it's not an excessive amount that you have to be prepared to bring.
Cool. All righty, let's see. Do we have any callers? Nope. Call. If you call in with your question, I'll give you a bag of crap. All right. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. All right, so we asked that one. Super Sean, I hope you're happy with that. People Mover Matt asks, what is the alternate plan for Nuremberg Ring if Ring Racer does not open? We do have a couple of things in mind. Alyssa, do you want to talk about what we discussed? Actually, this morning we were talking about this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I really want to discuss it because there is so much still up in the air with that Europe trip, based on Ring Racer, based on the two Woodies at Efteling. You know, I can tell you that no matter what, that trip's going to be awesome. There may be a 2 or 3 park substitution one way or the other. You know, the parks we're looking at, though, you're going to have a great time no matter what. You know, if Efteling confirms those two Woodies are closed, there's a good chance we'll substitute Fantasia Land for Efteling. If Ring Racer is closed, there's a good chance we'll throw in, you know, like a Bobbejaanland or a Drivlet or a, you know, like a park kind of like that. There's definitely plenty of parks we can hit. We have a good bus company already lined up for that trip. So that's really, you know, I hate to make you sign up blindly, but, you know, have faith in us and we'll get you to some good parks no matter what happens with Ring Racer, the Woodies, if something else gets magically announced for a park we're not hitting that's in the area. You know, it'll be a really good trip.
So what I find amazing is I all of a sudden announce I'm going to give away free stuff if you call, and I have 2 calls. So let's go to this person. All right, hello, person in the 904 area code, and you're going to get a bag of crap for calling in. How's it going?
Hey, Rob and Alyssa, this is Maureen Moenab.
Hey, Maureen, how's it going?
I was calling before you announced the bag of crap, so.
All right, so that means I don't have to send you one then, right?
Yeah, you don't have to send me one. That's okay. We got lots of crap here.
Please make sure you email me your address, and I will send you a very cool bag of crap for being our first caller after I announced that, even though you called in beforehand.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I have two questions.
Okay.
First question, I was wondering about the meals. I know that this is kind of like the first time you're actually posting that you're having two meals, or, you know, on average we'll be having two meals. Is it usually like breakfast, lunch, lunch, dinner, varies by the day?
It usually varies by the day, but we almost always have breakfast. I mean, basically, the reason why we decided to do the two meals thing this year is we always posted we would guarantee one meal a day because almost always we would have breakfast, and if we didn't have breakfast, we would at least have lunch and or dinner. And what really happened on our trips is we literally ended up having at least two meals every day, and I would say, if it's a 10-day trip, you'll probably end up getting three meals on two, sometimes three of those days. So we just said, if we're going to do it anyway, let's bite the bullet. We'll just put down, we'll confirm two meals, and I feel absolutely confident that we will be able to deliver on that.
Okay, cool. And then the other question I had is about for people who are driving in to the meeting spot, like, you know, for the Intimidator tour, going to the Richmond Airport, would... For parking the car, is that, like, would people just use the airport parking with the shuttle
normally,
kind of thing?
How we normally do it for people that want to drive in, it'll be a little bit up in the air, but basically what we've done the last few tours is we've actually worked out something with a nearby hotel and or, you know, airport parking and gotten people a very good discount. Now, that also is dependent on if we're, you know, coming back to the same area. Alyssa, do you have any kind of insight on how we would do that for Intimidator?
Yeah, probably for Intimidator, what it would be, we'll probably be spending our last night in a hotel near Richmond Airport, and I usually work out with the hotel to arrange for either free or very, very discounted parking for you to leave your car there for the week. So basically you need to kind of drop it off wherever will be last and then get back to the original meeting point, which is usually just, you know, take a shuttle from the hotel back to the airport or something like that. And then it's just super easy. Your car will be there. It'll be safe, and it'll be there when you're tired and very tired and ridden off the coasters. It'll be waiting for you at the last place.
Okay, cool. Well, looking forward to seeing
you
guys
out,
next Tuesday. Yeah, it does. Helps me out a lot. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Bye. I will. We will speak to you soon.
Cool.
All righty. Bye-bye, Maureen. Okay, we're going to go to a caller in the 614 area code. Alrighty, 614 area code caller.
Hey,
caller,
doing,
go ahead.
Rob,
good.
How
how's it going?
Oh,
who is
great.
This?
This is Slither 37 in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh no, just great chat. Just had a question. Are there any plans to do similar things like you did last year, as far or this year, as far as the ERTs for non-trip participants?
Yes. I mean, basically, a lot of it ends up kind of being worked out after we get all the trips in all sorted out. But I usually like to try to do, you know, one or two bashes, let's say, during a trip. Like this year, we were able to pull off Bay Area Bash. Last year, we did, what did we do? We did Behemoth Bash. So I would imagine that this year, at some point during the Middle America tour, we would do one, and probably during the Intimidate tour, we would also do one. But again, it also kind of depends on schedules, you know, what parks are able to do. I mean, the challenge we have a lot of times for our August tours is that's also usually a really high season for a lot of parks. So not all the time the parks are able to handle a huge group coming through and doing ERT because they're already open late hours. But we will absolutely try, man, and hopefully you could make it out to one of those bashes.
I will try to do that. Thanks a lot.
Did that answer your question?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome. We will see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All righty. We are going to go to a call in the 217 area code. Come on, piece of software. Stop being poop. All righty. Let's see. Wait. Something wacky is happening. Wacky stuff is happening. Oh, my God. Is there a caller from the 217 on the line?
Hello?
Hello, caller 217. What's going on?
Hey, it's going well. This is Mike from the California trip.
Hey, what's up, Mike from the California trip? How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going to say I had a blast on the trip, and I was wondering if you're planning on doing anything like the Tony Hawk Challenge on future trips.
You know, the funny thing you mentioned about the Tony Hawk Challenge is that was actually not even planned until that morning. One of the guys from the park said, hey, we did this thing once with the Special Olympics. Would you be interested? And I'm like, stop right there. Anything you did with the Special Olympics is absolutely something that TPR would want to do. But to answer your question, yes, absolutely. Like anytime we get the opportunity to do something kind of like quirky and cool and fun, and a lot of times it's planned in advance, a lot of times it just kind of happens on the fly. I mean, I will say that that's one of the things about TPR tours is you can only plan so much stuff, and then some of the random crazy stuff just actually happens once you get to the park and once you get the group together. So that's my answer.
All right.
Does that help you out a bit?
That's great. You might want to describe what it was for some people, but it was awesome to watch.
How
no,
do you
I think
even
that they have to go on a trip
that?
To find out what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Good idea.
We posted some. The funny thing is about that night too is there were very few pictures and almost no video taken that night. So like when I tried to do the update to describe it, it was very difficult to do. So it was one of those moments where like you just had to be there.
Yeah,
if you were at Bay Area Bash. Or you were on the West Coast trip, you got to do it, and that was awesome.
Yeah, and I couldn't get any photos of it because I didn't have a big flash. But
yep.
Next time I'll be prepared.
Excellent. Good
right,
to hear it.
Rob.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for calling in. And we're going to hang up on Mike. Come on, let's hang up on Mike. Yes. All right. For Comet in the chat room, because he is going absolutely crazy, asking over and over and over again, does anyone know the dates for the UK trip? I feel like just kind of like egging him on a little bit more. Like, I know it and you don't, and you really want to know it badly. What do you think, Alyssa? Should we wait to tell him or should we just tell him?
I think we'll tell him at the end of chat because if he was
okay, we'll tell you
at
the end of chat, Comet.
He would have heard.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true. If you would have been on time, you would have heard, but unfortunately you weren't, so now you have to wait. All righty, we're going to go to area code 513. Come on, software, answer this call from 513. 513, are you on the air?
Hello?
Hello, how's it going, Mr. 513?
Going pretty good, and yourself?
Good, who is this?
CSI Cop.
Hey, what's up, CSI Cop, how you doing?
Doing all right.
All right, man, tell us what you want to know.
Basically, I wanted to do the Mid-America and the Intimidator. I know... Maybe part of the question's been asked, but would I have to be able to come up with the money for the plane trip between the two trips, or?
So you're asking, is the airfare included between the two trips?
Right.
It is not. That is, the two trips are separate. We do all ground transportation, but air transportation would be on your own between the two trips.
Okay.
Let me interject here for a minute. For that, I am actually, you know, I'll request that people do not buy their airfare until I go ahead and give the okay, because there will probably be specific flights. For example, when we did the Deep South and Texas tour, I gave everybody a choice of three flights that would work for going from Atlanta to Dallas, and, you know, most of us were on the same flight, and then it worked with bus pickup, and it worked for times to get to the next park in Texas, and we'll do the same for that trip. I can even, if somebody wants to give me the money and I can book that for them so that we are all together and you don't have to worry about anything, that's fine as well. But the cost of the trip does not include your transportation from Minneapolis to Richmond.
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Don't forget to email us your address so I can send you a big old bag of crap.
All righty. I will do.
Excellent. Okay, so a couple of questions from the chat room that I saw that was pretty good. Let's see. We answered that one. Where will the UK trip start off, and is it possible to get there using the Eurostar? I am from Belgium. First of all, I just want to thank you, Implar from Belgium, for staying up and listening to this. Hopefully you're still in the chat room. I'll let Alyssa answer this one because, like I said, she is the airport and hotel guru of the relationship.
Okay, so again, for the UK trip, the most likely meeting point will actually be a London Heathrow hotel. So it'll be a hotel that will have a shuttle from the London Heathrow airport. Now, what I've told a lot of other people that have emailed me about this is basically if you've been to London or if you've been to pretty much anywhere in Europe before, you know they have a very good public transportation system. So if you find a good airfare to a different airport or if you are going to come in via train, it's not a problem. It's very easy to get to Heathrow from all over by any means of transportation. And then once you're at Heathrow, it'll be super easy just to jump on a hotel shuttle right to our first hotel.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All righty. We'll go to our next person. Matt NZ from the chat room says, hi there. Just wondering about how to guarantee a place on the trip. Is the deposit sufficient? I realize there are more interested parties than there are places on some of these trips. I think that's a very good question. What do you think, Alyssa?
Yes, and this was actually another question we were just talking about and debating with today. Rob and I never like to turn anybody away from a trip. That being said, I can tell you from the questionnaires I received, and thank you, everybody, if you filled out your TPR 2010 questionnaire, we do have a lot of interest for some of the trips this year, and there is a good chance that they may sell out. So basically what we're going to do, the flyers are going to come out really soon. You'll need to get your deposit in ASAP. If I see a lot of deposits coming in, I'm going to set a date. The date will probably be the second week of November. You'll have to get your deposit in by then. And if I have more deposits than I have spots on the trip, we will have a lottery. So, again, it's really important to get your deposits in as soon as possible so we have a good idea. Unfortunately, getting your deposit in will not sufficiently guarantee you your spot until I find out how sign-ups are going, which will only be a couple of weeks. So you won't be in limbo. If you didn't get into the trip, obviously I'll send your money right back. But we always work really hard to make sure everybody who wants to go can go. For those of you who know, like on the Europe trip last year, we added a short bus, which actually ended up being a very cool VIP bus. But we really try to make sure everyone can go. But it's very important to get your deposit in. If you're definitely committed and you want in on that trip, the sooner you get in that deposit, the better. Now, I will say that writing cute little drawn notes and including stickers and stuff, I'd love to say that it, increases your chance, but it makes me happy, but unfortunately I can't take bribes in this situation. Rob
actually,
might, but
you,
I won't.
If you include presents for kid tums, you actually might have a chance of bribing us. This actually goes right into SFNE2005's question. We'll just call him Hot Fuzz Rich, because that's what everybody knows him by. By the way, Rich, I just want to let you know that Mr. Donut kicked some serious amounts of ass a couple weeks ago. Anyway, Rich says, is Europe going to be one bus or two? That's also a very good question because I've been saying recently, and I absolutely mean this, I really do not want to do any more two-bus trips. I think one-bus trips is the way all TPR trips from now on should be. And I would like to try to keep it that way. I just think you get a closer group. There's more camaraderie. And you just really get more of a TPR trip kind of vibe. That being said, I mean, honestly, if we got 100 people that signed up, I don't know. But I will tell you that our goal is to keep all of our trips to one bus. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. And we're going to take one from the 714 area code. Alrighty.
That's a crazy Orange County person.
I know. I can't wait to see who's going to come on from Orange County and come on, piece of crappy software, actually work for me. Orange County, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Orange County. How's it going?
I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, my God. It's Jeff Johnson. Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm impressed.
How's it going,
he was
Jeff?
Able to use the phone.
I'm actually impressed he's still awake. It's like, isn't this way past your bedtime?
Was it a rotary phone you called in on?
It's about 7 o'clock, yeah.
All right, Jeff, what is your question?
Alpine slides or rope death courses that we can watch carnage on the Europe trip, by any chance?
That's a good question. Do we have any, Alyssa?
Yeah, I'm sure I can find us something to kill ourselves.
The best thing is going to be if the stupid SNS ride actually opens and we can go to the racetrack, we're actually allowed to bring the bus out on the racetrack. They also have cars you can rent and take them around the track, so that might prove for quite an interesting TPR experience, especially after we saw how the TPR Grand Prix went on the Scandi trip. I do believe we ruined three of their cars. So that's definitely something we can look into. Of course, I'm always on the lookout for alpine coasters and ropes courses and anything that I might think is like a fun kind of somewhat theme park-related adrenaline activity, but not quite amusement park. So especially on the Europe trip, we'll find something, I'm sure.
All right, so everybody everyone that's listening in on the chat room right now, if you want to see us put the bus on racetrack, type the words bus on track into the chat room. Sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
And will Tom be jumping a car at the racetrack?
Oh, God.
If Tom goes on the trip, we are going to require that Tom jumps over everything possible while on that trip.
I'm buying a video camera. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, and see you, dinosaur.
Good night.
Hey, it's
good
working
night.
Good. It's working.
Bye-bye. All righty. All right, so we have a caller from the 703 area code. And caller, go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's Rob from the Texas trip, you know, talking barbecue fork partner.
Hey, Rob, what's up? Dude, I have my talking barbecue fork sitting right over here. I should go get it.
Alyssa said you lost
it earlier.
Dude, no, it's not. It's sitting right there, like right over by the refrigerator next to the stove, exactly where a talking barbecue fork should be. What's up, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm not going to open it and ruin the value of that thing.
I have kind of a two-parter.
Sure, go for it.
I was wondering how set are some of the parks for these trips? I was noticing like a park that's kind of nearby, but I don't know if it's like outside of like the itinerary, like Arnold's Park. I didn't see that on the Mid-America trip, but I don't know if that's just like too far out of the way. But I'm just basically that was my specific question, but considering
that's a very good question because we Alyssa and I we kind of went back and forth on Arnold's Park and whether or not to include it. We decided not to include it just because it really is kind of out of the way, and it was a hard thing to not include, but it really would make that whole time difficult, and it's just, I don't know, do you have a better way of explaining it, Alyssa? It takes a lot more time to get out there and do the park than it sort of looks like it, if you just look at the map.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically 3 hours each way out of the way, and, you know, we talked about it, but looking at operating schedules of all the parks, looking where we wanted to do ERT and have late nights, looking where we needed to have morning ERTs, it in a way would have added almost a day and a half to the trip just to be able to go do that park. It's a nice park and everything, but we didn't feel that it kind of justified adding that much more time and money onto the trip to do.
Right.
You know, it would be something that if a bunch of people were really crazy about doing, it would definitely be possible to do it as, you know, on your own as a pre-add-on to the trip from Minneapolis. But just be prepared. There's pretty much no good way to get there. It's just a long drive.
The kind of second part of my question was, this comes up, I think, every year, this kind of question, but, you know, I was only interested in doing the Mid-America trip, but obviously flying back to Richmond, I might want to meet up with you guys for the King's Minion leg. So, are you guys still kind of trying? It seemed like, at least on the Texas trip, that meeting up with people that weren't doing the whole trip actually kind of worked out pretty well, but I was just wondering. One of y'all's official take for next year.
Here's what we always tell people. I mean, it sort of depends on the park and how things go, whether or not you could meet up with us and sort of be involved in ERT and everything. Obviously, any day that we're at a park, anybody that is local to the area is welcome to come and meet up. However, what we usually recommend, and when I say meet up, just kind of come and meet up and just hang out for the day, not necessarily be able to be involved with ERTs, that kind of stuff. We do recommend, though, that if you're just going to come and hang out for the day, that you either come with somebody or you know somebody that's already on the trip that you end up hanging out with. Because, I mean, and Rob, you know what it's like because you've been on a trip. Like, everybody sort of gets together, and on day one, you kind of have, like, your trip group, and everyone kind of hangs out. And not meaning to make it sound like we're all like a cliquish group or anything, but it just kind of happens that you have your group. We will try to do some meetups on every trip. So I don't know if they'll end up being on a day that, you can come and meet up with us or not, or if it's local to your area, but we will try to do some. So just either hang tight and wait for us to announce something, or at some point if you see me online or want to ask some questions, just drop me an email or send me an instant message and we can chat more about it then. How does that sound?
Sounds good. That's all I had. And good talking to you guys again, and hope to see you guys next year.
All right, man. Hope so, too. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. Later on.
All right. Later. Okay. A couple other questions from the chat room. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, here's a good one. MacaBoy69 asks, do you room with the same people for the whole trip? And I know that somebody else also asked, People Mover Matt asked, if I'm signing up for the trip basically alone and never done a TPR trip, how exactly will we go about finding a roommate? You two guys are automatically roomed together for asking those two questions right next to each other. Just kidding. Alyssa, go ahead and address this, because Alyssa is the one that actually does most of the roommates. So you want to get on her good side.
I was going to say, you don't want to piss me off, or else, you know, you can ask a couple people who I'll room you with. But
well, yeah, we'll room you with
Tony
or something like that.
I wasn't going to say it live. Anyways, though, what we do for the rooming, you have a lot of options. First off, if you're totally scared and don't want to room with anyone, just like a lot of trips, we do offer a single supplement where you basically pay a little bit more money, you get a single room. We do encourage people to be social, though, you know, unless you're a terrible human. So if you get to know people, and again, that's why the private trip boards are really great. Once you sign up for the trip, usually about December, we open up these private trip boards. You get to know people. We have special trip chats, and a lot of times people will kind of get to know each other ahead of, you know, signing up and doing the big questionnaire for rooming, and they'll already have a roommate in mind. Excuse me. If you still don't have a roommate at that point, I look at your bio, what you've told me. I look at how old you are. I look if you snore. I look if you smoke, and I find you a decent roommate. Again, I find you a decent roommate if you haven't pissed me off. So just remember that. You know, when you're sending me like 17 emails a day, you know, you better make sure that they're good emails, because or else I'll room you with somebody terrible. But
and also sending Kristen toys and presents helps.
Yeah, or else I'll have Kristen do the rooming. That'll be really funny. But, again, the rooming's nothing really to worry about. And the other thing I always tell people at the end of the day, if you hate your roommate, if you have a terrible roommate, first of all, come and approach me. And secondly, you're never in the room. If you're on a TPR trip, you're basically in that room to, like, sleep, poop, and, like, that's basically all you have time for.
And depending on who your roommate is, you really don't want them to poop.
Yeah, trust me, I room with Rob, so it's a bad thing.
Hey, wait a second. Okay, a couple other good questions from the chat. Actually, wait, let's go to a couple callers, because they've been waiting for a long time. Ooh, we have somebody from Las Vegas. All right, Mr. 702 area code, you are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Rob.
Hello.
I have a question. On a trip in August, if you turn 16 during the trip, are you allowed to go alone and sign the release form and stuff?
Only if everybody on the trip can spank you 16 times.
That's cool with me.
First of all, who is this?
This is Head Cheese.
Oh, what's up, Head Cheese? Actually, what do you think, Alyssa? Do we want to let Head Cheese on a trip if he turns 16 while on the trip?
I'm going to say that's probably going to be a case-by-case type basis. We have made exceptions for people in the past. I do need to speak or email with your family and make sure that they understand what you're getting into, make sure you understand what you're getting into, and again, like, you know, you sound like a decent human, so it would probably be okay since you turned 16 during the trip. And, we will have to spank you multiple times, though.
And also, once again, presents for Kristen also helps the decision-making process.
True.
Actually, kind of like talking about the minor thing for a second here, it's important for my 16 and 17-year-olds and my 15-year-olds turning 16 during trips to understand when you actually go on a TPR trip, the form that I have your parents fill out basically puts me in charge of you. like, you fall down and you break your leg, I have to take you to the emergency room, and I have to tell the doctor if we're going to save the leg or not. So you have to understand that that's a really big responsibility for me, and I have to feel comfortable with you to agree to let you come on this trip as basically my child.
Yeah, the last thing you want is to be minus one leg on a TPR trip. And if you are minus one leg, it goes into a TPR bag of crap. anything else, Ed Cheese?
I'm not entirely sure if we're going to do this because we're probably going to be moving somewhere else in town first, but not entirely sure if we're going to do it this year.
Well, hopefully you'll get that sorted out, and we will see you on a trip at some point soon.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. Okay, so we will go to a caller in the 215 area code. All right, caller 215, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Rob, this is Josh from the West Coast trip, and I just have a few questions about the Europe trip.
Go for it, Josh. What's happening?
My first one's about the airfare. I'm just kind of wondering, is there any way closer to the trip that we might be able to get, I might be able to personally get an overseas flight for less than $1,000?
What do you think, woman?
Okay, so this is Josh from Utah, correct?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, other Josh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're, like, again, are you willing or are your parents willing to fly you out of New York City?
Yeah, I live relatively close.
There's definitely a chance, just doing the Europe trip or doing UK, just be more specific with me here for airport.
I'm probably just going to do Europe if it's possible.
Okay. From New York, there will be a chance for you to get airfare under $1,000 into Italy and out of Amsterdam. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, though. This is Europe during the summer. You know, I could see it, you know, best case scenario around $700 from, like, a northeast city, a big gateway like New York or something. But, you know, even from the West Coast, I've seen $1,100, which is not terrible for a dogleg flight. It's just something that needs to be looked at all the time. Again, if you have some extra time, what a lot of people have done in the past, Aer Lingus usually has crazy good deals where you'd fly like New York to Dublin and then get like a regional European carrier from Dublin then into Europe and vice versa, and that's a way to get a cheaper fare. Again, all this stuff is stuff that can be talked about on the private trip board, or you can email me ahead of time. But, you know, the flight stuff, again, you know, we are talking Europe during the summer. You know, it is an expensive flight. The good things out right now, like all the travel industry experts are saying that next summer should still be okay because a lot of the airlines are still going to be discounting. Oil still looks to be somewhat okay. So, again, it's just something maybe on a more case-to-case basis. Just feel free to email me anytime, and I'm happy to help you look for flights.
All right. Thank you. Well, I just had one other question about the Europe trip, and I was just kind of wondering, like, what parks on the trip kind of have the sketchy Never in America type attractions?
All of them?
All of them, yeah. Pretty much, yeah, all of them.
All right, that was a major reason I wanted to do an overseas trip, so thanks.
Awesome. All right, dude, take it easy, man. Okay, who are we going to go to next? We'll do one more caller, then we'll do some chat room ones. We are going to go to somebody in the 954 area code. Oh, God, please, please don't. This better not be Scott again.
It is. I'm sorry. I have a lot of questions. Oh, wait, no, for real. Okay.
Cash for gold like 17 times tomorrow.
Feel right ahead. I'm the manager, so you can ask for me. On the Mid-America trip, on the Mid-America trip in the St. Louis area, you have the City Museum. Is there thought about stopping there as a non-trip activity, maybe at nighttime or a dinner or something to that effect?
Absolutely. In fact, DJ Snow would be happy to know that we have put the City Museum on the itinerary, and we will be stopping by there. And the only reason we wouldn't do that, and this is actually something else important to know, is usually on every TPR trip, we try to include a couple of non-coaster activities, stuff that would be fun, but also stuff that doesn't necessarily take away time that we could be spending on parks. If for any reason that, let's say, we get rained out of something or we needed to shift the schedule around, Parks and coasters always come first, but we always try to add a couple of fun side attractions, you know, because let's face it, things like, you know, the City Museum with TPR taking over would be totally kick-ass.
Definitely.
Agreed? Is that your only question?
And then I'll address something else so that Scott doesn't call us back for like a seventh time. But talking about other stuff that we do, like I know, for instance, on that trip, I already have a couple places lined up to do like a dinner, like outside of the park, like at a famous type of restaurant or something kind of regional. For those of you that were on a Texas trip, you know, we went to that great barbecue place one night after Schlitterbahn. So there are kinds of things like that that we do also, just to have good camaraderie and keep everybody together and have a good time. Oh, and food, too.
Well, those are the best parts of the trip anyway. So thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome.
We'll talk in a few minutes.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so Ginzo from the chat room asks, will DJ Lance be appearing on TPR trips next year? All right, chat room, you tell me if you want to hear the Snacky Snack song next year or not. Say yes or no, and we'll tally up the vote, and we'll figure that one out. Okay, let's see. Other questions from the chat room. Let's see. McAvoy, we answered that one. Comment like 40 times. Could you please repeat the dates of the UK trip? The UK trip is June 18th through June 28th. All right, we got that one out of the way. I will be deleting comment. Bye-bye. See ya. Let's see. Who else? Paul asks, what sort of hygiene policy will you guys be employing on the 2010 trips? Everybody must shower, everybody must wear deodorant, and if you smell bad, you're sent to the back of the bus. Is that pretty much it?
Can I actually address something about this?
Absolutely.
We did have an issue once or twice. So this summer, I actually brought a little pocket-sized Febreze and Lysol, and I'm happy to report I didn't have to use it once. So I think that the general TPR cleanliness and body odor is improving. So thank you, everybody, for showering and using deodorant.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. All right. So it says yes to DJ Lance. Everybody wants DJ Lance on the bus next year. So sorry, people like Eben who threw a hissy fit about it. You'll be hearing more Snacky Snack song. All righty. Let's see. Are you able to bring brothers or parents to a TPR trip? Well, let's see. Alyssa, have you ever brought your parents on a TPR trip?
I have brought my parents, and in fact, we've had lots of families on the trips. We've had brothers and sisters. We've had terrible twins. We've had whole families, four people in a family, three people in a family. We're looking to have a nice five-person family. Hi, Maureen, on next year's trip. So obviously, we totally agree with that. We try to keep everything PG-13 to a low R, you know, no full frontal male nudity or anything, but anything that you see on Family Guy or South Park is game. And honestly, a lot of times when, like, you know, a teenager or a smaller kid bring their parents and the parents kind of like, no, I don't want to go on this coaster trip, they end up having more fun than the kids. So seriously, it's a lot of fun for everybody.
So you're saying the queefing is totally acceptable?
No, see, remember, now we showed the queef episode on some trips, but not others, based on who we had in attendance.
All right, chat room, let me know. Do you want to see queef episode or not? Tell me queef or no queef. Okay, JRay21 asks, sorry if this has been addressed already. That's okay, dude, no worries. When will deposits work or start? Alyssa, this is all you, dude, chick, whatever.
Okay, this is all me. Like I said already, flyers are going to be out really soon. For instance, I'm looking at the flyer right now. You just don't have it yet. Deposits are going to be, it's a different amount for each trip. UK is a $300 deposit. Europe is $275. Going down the list here, Middle America, $250. And Intimidator is a $200 deposit. What that is, that's your deposit that gets applied to the trip. It's totally refundable until February. If you realize I'm not going to have the money or, oh, something came up, tell us before February. We'll give you your money back. We'll open up that spot to somebody else. You really need to get that deposit in ASAP to really secure your spot. And again, if we have too many people interested, you know, we will hold a lottery, and that will all be talked about with the flyers. It's all going to happen pretty fast now, so do pay attention to the site. Read Rob's 17 emails that he spams you with a week, because it's going to be important if you want to be part of the trip to really see what's going on, check the dates, and get that deposit in. Along the lines of the whole money issue,
You know, I do have people that have these, like, TPR accounts with us. I have people that make plenty of money, but they also spend their money. If you have $100 at the end of the week, send it to TPR. Tell me what trip I'm putting it towards. I have a nice Excel spreadsheet filled with people's names and how much money they have towards the trip. And you'll really be surprised with how fast it really does add up if you're not spending it on DVDs and porn and cash for gold and all kinds of stuff like that. So, again, deposits will be between $200 and $300 depending on what tour you're on, and they're going to be due within the first 2 weeks of November. I hope that helps.
All right, everybody, so I think that pretty much wraps it up for the TPR Trips chat this time around. Keep an eye on Theme Park Review for some upcoming information for our 2010 trips. Once again, we are doing the UK trip from June 18th through June 28th, the Europe trip from June 28th through July 5th, the Middle America trip, Middle America trip from August 5th through August 16th, and the Intimidator from August 16th through August 23rd. The flyers will be available sometime around October 20th, so keep an eye on Theme Park Review and especially our trips page, which is www.themeparkreview.com/trips. See you guys all on a TPR trip in 2010. Thanks for joining us tonight.